Logan Garrett here from Rainforest Radio in Costa Rica, welcoming you to the best environmental radio program in the U.S. It's time now for the Green Living Show with landscape architect, arborist, columnist, author, and speaker, my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. And Logan's back in town with us now. She's back from the rainforest, and we have not gotten her to come down and talk about the turtle, working with the turtles and all the kinds of things that you've probably seen. If you haven't, you need to look on our blog at dirtdoctor.com, and we're going to talk in a little more detail about that with her as soon as we can get her to come in. We also need to update a bunch of things with her and find out what's been going on in South and Central America. I am the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett. The telephone number, if you want to talk about soil testing, water testing, and tissue sample testing, which is the subject today, that number is 1-866-444-3478. I'm with Frank Schultz. Good morning again, Frank.
How do you do, Howard?
And Noe Garcia down in the valley, Texas, down in Edinburgh, Texas, where he has been working with the lab down there, Texas Plant and Soil Lab, for a long time. They do things a little different. They do the extraction of the soil sample that you send in with carbon dioxide instead of with harsh chemicals, and that's one reason I recommend them so highly. The other is that they give out organic recommendations.
Now, one thing about it, Howard, we maybe ought to mention is that the lab, being a private laboratory, has to be very results-oriented. So the lab is in business to make growers better results.
Sure.
In the case of commercial growers, better yields, hopefully dramatically better yields, with fewer inputs, in other words, less fertilizer and less water. And that's what Texas Plant and Soil Lab is really all about. We do research, we look at the research from others, but our bottom line is to make the grower better results.
Yeah, if it doesn't do that, it's not worth paying the price for the soil test. I've been impressed over the years, and I mentioned it in the first hour, with the fact that y'all's test is better. There's no question about it. The recommendations are more useful and cost effective, but the cost of your test is very competitive with the marketplace of people who don't do it the same way. Noe, how did you learn? Did you start there just being an employee? Is that how you've become so knowledgeable about how all this stuff works?
Yeah, actually, I started working for 2 years for the USDA Remote Sensing Department, agriculture section.
Mm-hmm.
I was working with satellite imagery and video imagery on big acreage. And then Kay invited me over as a software consultant to help him in the lab. And yeah, and the rest is history. I started off as an employee and worked in the lab. So that's what sets me apart from most of these other guys. You know, I've done the lab part. I've done the field part of actually going out with Kay in the fields and looking at the crops, and then and the recommendation part as well.
And you still do that at least several times a week, do you not?
Yes, I do.
And Kay, that's being mentioned there, is Kay Chandler. Kay passed away now, what, a year ago?
Two years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Great guy, good friend, and really came up and got this whole thing going about using carbon dioxide to extract the nutrients from the soil samples, because that's exactly what plant roots do, and you get better information that way. Well, we talked in the first hour, and we'll briefly go through it again. Why don't you talk about just a general overview of the way the soil test, the water test, and the stem tissue test work, Noe?
Well, basically, I highly recommend when you're starting anything, always start with a soil test. And what we need is a representative composite sample of the entire growing area. Generally, if it's pretty uniform in color, texture, non-sloping, you know, in big acreage, we can go up to about 40 acres. Small areas, of course.
In other words, one sample per 40 acres is all?
It would generally be consisted of several samples, sub-samples, you
okay.
know, 8 to 12 different sub-samples to make a representative composite sample.
I got you.
If it's, like I said, if it's uniform in color, texture, non-sloping, no major issues on mm-hmm. those 40 acres. And smaller plots, of course, in the garden you could do. And generally the depth is, unlike other labs, we usually recommend going down to 12 inches. So from the surface down to 12 inches. Unless you're in a turf grass situation or lawn, then we recommend down to 6 inches. Otherwise, everything is 0 to 12. The other thing that we look at also differently is we look at subsoil, especially in your trees or most crops, you know, because with a healthier crop, you know, you got a more vigorous root system, so they'll go down below the 12-inch subsample. So
Right. We
like looking at the subsample as well, 12 to 24 inches.
Especially if they're using an organic program, they're going to
Exactly.
have stronger roots.
That's yeah, right. There's a lot of more nutrients on there that could be available later on or might not be available later on. So we got to start building those reserves over time.
And, of course, the water sample tests the water used for irrigation so you don't have something that's out of balance and causing trouble for the soil. And then the tissue sample test tell you what's getting into the plant.
Exactly.
Howard, there's maybe one thing that we really haven't mentioned the bottom line on the CO2 test, soil test, is that it's accurate for any soil type on this planet. That's why it was developed. To extract nutrients the same way the plant roots do. The other testing methods always require some adjustments. And, in fact, a lot of soil labs are pretty regional in nature because they have to limit their testing to the sorts of soils they can test with a conventional test is fairly limited. So to put it another way, that's why you'll find a lot of labs that are pretty regional in nature. The thing about the
is it the middle range of soils that they do best with, the sandy loam, so that the clays and the sands are what they have to make some guesses about?
Well, they'll adjust. If they find themselves in a heavy clay area, they'll have worked out adjustments for that soil, mm-hmm. regional soils. In fact, I've gone on the Internet and looked at some labs that literally restrict themselves to a few counties in a state because the soil types vary so much. And the thing about the CO2 extraction is that it's going to work in any soil, and it doesn't matter whether you're in Austin, Minnesota, or Aberdeen, Washington, or Canyon City, Colorado, Fort Smith, St. Louis, Washington, D.C., or you know, we've run tests from Russia and where else, Noe, Romania and Iraq.
China, and Afghanistan.
Okay.
Doesn't matter where it is, your process works, and a very good point. And the other one is that you make organic recommendations. Now, I know that a large percentage of your work is still working with conventional agriculture, and you're having to talk as a result about synthetic fertilizers and things that I don't recommend, but you do both. Is it growing my direction, hopefully?
Yes, in fact, we've got several growers that have been on a program, patio program and soil analysis, for over 20 years. And throughout the years, they've been using alternative products, for example, soil inoculants, beneficial soil bacteria.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In recent years, now they've gone to using compost and trying to get certified in certain acreage on certified organic. So you do see that transition.
Well, even more interesting, Howard, is that anybody can crank out numbers. And even if they're the most accurate numbers in the industry, which ours are, they don't mean a thing to somebody without recommendations as to what to do about what we found in their soil. So we explain what the numbers are. If you'll notice on our comprehensive soil test, which I haven't given you yet, we give you not only what the crop removal rates are, well, we give you the numbers, both water and CO2 extraction. Then we give you the crop removal rates, what you can expect that crop to take off during the growing season. And then we give you a fertilizer recommendation for the entire growing season. But in the details, we explain all of this stuff, and we tell you what to do. And this report, here's a report, it's about standard size, it runs 3 pages. But here's a report on for a sustainable operation that ran 6 pages. So we take this very seriously. The numbers won't help you at all unless
you don't know what to do,
recommendations.
Right.
To tell you what to do, and that's where the real value in the Texas Plant and Soil Labs, where it lies.
Well, I had somebody call the show a week or two ago, and I told them that you guys were coming in, Frank, and the question was this. They had gone to, the caller had gone to get a soda somewhere, gotten the soda, had driven away, and realized that there was nothing in the cup except carbonated water. And so he got home, poured it on a plant, and the plant responded very positively. And he called to ask if that's a good thing to do, put carbonated water on plant from time to time. Would that be a fertilizer value?
Well, there's a couple of things that happen when you do that. If he had his plant in this black gumbo soil like we have here, he acidified the soil and released some nutrients. The second thing is the CO2 coming up to the leaves. You know, plants really
I didn't think about CO2. Yeah. All right, that's Frank Schultz, one of the owners of Texas Plant Soil Labs. Noe Garcia, the guy that actually runs it and makes things happen. We'll talk about more issues related to the company right after this.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. I'm glad to have this opportunity to talk to you about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. Whether you're a beginner or an experienced gardener, you'll find it's easy to garden organically with my products. After 35 years of organic gardening, I custom designed the Ladybug line to help Texas gardeners achieve great, consistent results. My John's Recipe liquid fertilizer includes a hydrolyzed fish emulsion, seaweed, Medina soil activator, humic acid, and molasses. I'm proud to say this is truly a fantastic fertilizer for your organic garden. You'll love the results, and 1 gallon makes 128 gallons of ready-to-use. Our all-purpose organic fertilizer, the Ladybug 824, covers more area than any other and has more nitrogen, too. Want more flowers for your roses, perennials, fruit trees, and vegetables? Use Ladybug Flower Power. Ladybug Natural Brand products are only available at your independent garden centers all over Texas. For a store near you, go to ladybugbrand.com.
One of the most common recommendations I make for people who are trying to increase the plant growth, especially plants that are having problems, is to use Thrive by Alpha Bio, containing beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus. And it's just remarkable what increased plant growth and health you'll see. Give it a try if you haven't already. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's 888-265-7929. Or check with your local retailer.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. I'm with Frank Schultz from Texas Plant and Soil Lab and Noe Garcia, who is down in Edinburgh and joining us by telephone. And we're talking about soil tests and water tests and tissue sample tests, where you test the plant tissue and see what of the nutrients are getting into the plant. It really gives you great information on fine-tuning your fertilizer program. And this works for, and these people work with folks who are doing landscaping at home, residential people, all the way up to people who are growing crops on very large acreage. What's the largest operation you've ever worked with, Noe?
Probably about 10,000 acres.
10,000 acre farm. Wow. You know, people ask me all the time about organics and when's it going to catch on and be doing being done on a large scale. And we've been communicating by telephone with a company in Oregon that's 8,000 acres that's doing organic stuff. So it doesn't have anything to do with how large or small the operation is. Let's talk about one thing you brought up off the air, and we'll jump around here and talk about anything anybody wants to discuss. And also, we probably should talk about your event that's coming up at some point, too. Okay. But heavy metals. Heavy metals are a question that I get a lot. I've gotten questions just recently having to do with arsenic, and I've had people ask me about testing soil where treated lumber was used, where, you know, copper chromated arsenic compounds were used. How does the heavy metal testing work that you do?
Well, on the heavy metal test, it's a harsher extraction, so we're going to make sure that we find any heavy metals in there. Of course, as you all know, some areas of the states have some natural accumulations of, for example, arsenic, so forth.
Sure.
But there are some EPA limits there that are out there to prevent you from having to grow in some of these areas. And, yeah, we've been doing a lot of work, especially these new CSAs that are popping out all over the place, wanting to lease or purchase new properties, and that's one of the tests we highly recommend on these properties.
Absolutely, I do too, yeah. Well, the heavy metals can be there from a lot of different things, from old paints that were on the property to treated lumber to intentionally being put out. There's some horticultural tools that, of course, I don't recommend, but other people do, that have some pretty nasty ingredients in the products.
Exactly. I mean, not even in the soil. We also test in the waters as well, and, of course, in compost. But I've had several wells water samples come in that have been high in, for example, arsenic or cadmium. So a well water sample is another great way to look or ask for heavy metal testing on it to make sure that you are safe.
We can actually do heavy metals test on everything, plant, soil, water, compost, whatever.
Any kind of product that anybody has.
Right,
and
right.
We've got a caller. I don't know if we want to take him or not for sure, but it looks like Tropical John is with us. Hey, Trop.
Oh, good morning, guys. I'm glad to catch you on the radio this morning. I am out at Daisy Acres. Just put on some cover crops, some Elbon rye and some clover over here. So your heavy metals test is going standard with all the with the regular soil test?
No, it'd be a completely separate test.
No,
wouldn't
it's a
you know
separate
it?
Test. Yes.
Okay. I need to. I mean to call you guys and want to get some. Frank, if you can, I need to get a couple test kits. This is going to be an interesting plot from where I've put down dry molasses and humates to where we.
I keep cutting people off. Sorry about that. We'll get Trop back up here. I cut Noe off, and then
I'm back.
Okay, Noe, we got you back, but I cut Trop off. He was asking if the heavy metal test was part of the regular test, and it's not, is it?
No, it's an extra test.
Okay, what? Give people a range of prices so they have some idea of what these things cost.
On the heavy metals individual test, you're probably starting about $40 up to, and that's just a single heavy metal. To a mini screen, say three, you're looking about $90. And then the full ICAP screen, which you're looking about 35 different elements, you're looking about $425 or so.
If somebody wants to just a very simple, a basic soil test and a water test of the irrigation that they're doing, and then they call you back later and do a one tissue sample test just to see what is getting into the plant, what would those three run basically for a homeowner?
A homeowner, you're looking probably about $150, $180 range, more or less.
For all of that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very reasonable, I think. I know what the soil tests cost from other people, and you guys are right in the same range.
Exactly.
I don't know if he's going to call back or not, but he was also asking about the kits that you guys have. Talk about those a little bit.
Well, we came up with our soil test package that includes a soil samples bag, the lab forms, the submittal forms. But the main thing is an easy return box. We had specially designed that a soil sample bag will fit exactly in with the lab forms. The ends fold up. You don't have to glue it or tape it or anything. It's already pre-addressed, and it's designed where it won't burst in shipment.
Which is important.
In the post office. Because, you know, one thing I discovered years ago when dealing with sending in soil samples is what a pain in the neck it was to. You came up with a Ziploc bag. Well, that wasn't difficult. But then you had to come up with a box, and you had to pack it right, because if you didn't, the bags would come open or they'd burst in your shipping container. And then you have to address the thing and all that horsing around. Well, we've eliminated 80% of the horsing around and made it very convenient for people to return soil tests to us.
Well, Trop's company works for a distribution company, I think, handles the kits. We need to tell people when we come back all the ways they can get the kit and make sure they have the right phone numbers and addresses for you. Howard Garrett here, the Dirt Doctor. If you want to call and talk about soil testing, it's 866-444-3478.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Pet Foods are very special products for your very special pets, dogs and cats. These products have all the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extract, and natural tocopherols. Not just in the fats, as with a lot of dog foods, but throughout the product. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals. The blend gives your dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations for dogs. Red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes. Green bag for normally active dogs. And the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. Latest addition is the yellow bag, which is the chicken and rice formula that contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients for your pets. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, recommending highly Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Frank Schultz from Texas Plant and Soil Lab, Noe Garcia from Texas Plant and Soil Lab, both here and raring to go again. We're talking about the cost and everything and all the different kinds of tests. Noe, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
One of the things that I want to work in here, because if I don't, I'm going to forget it before we run out of time, is this event that you guys have coming up. Give everybody a little information about, especially those of you in the, this is primarily for people in the business in some way, but got something coming up where you can actually meet these guys at the lab in Edinburgh, Texas.
Well, that's right. It's our two-day intensive practical soil fertility and plant nutrition short course. I stress the word practical. The presenters will be people that have spent a lot of time out in the field or field consultants, PhDs that have practical experience. We're going to discuss the plant nutrient, soil and plant nutrient assessment tools, understanding that soil fertility is not just NPK, understanding Texas Plant and Soil Labs natural CO2 soil analysis and soil balancing, foliar feeding, micronutrients, and you and I were just now talking about the importance of micronutrients from the point of view of disease suppression, and that if we're confronted with a grower that has disease issues, first thing we're going to look at is micronutrient levels. We're going to talk about water management, compost and compost teas, and we're going to get quite a bit into sort of the non-traditional but essential ingredients like biological soil inoculants, humic and fulvic acids, sugars, hormones, and surfactants, and things like that. We're going to get into foliar application, foliar sprays, and, of course, a lot into soil biology. So it's our thing is 2 days, but it's followed up. Our course starts on a Wednesday, ends Thursday afternoon, but the next day at the same hotel follows the Sustainable Agronomic Education Association at the Rio Grande Valley. Their focus on their 2-day event will be locally grown food. And so if you want to come to the Valley, you can enjoy 2 events with 1 trip. Quite a deal.
Can you sign up for both of them at one place, or do you have to go to 2 different places and sign up for both events?
Well, we on our website, we refer you to the SAEA conference. So, yes, okay. two different locations. We're 2 separate entities entirely.
The way to find out more about this and sign up, and I recommend it if you can get to Texas or if you're already here, it's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com. All the information's right there. Is that right?
That's right. And by the way, we have people coming in from Canada, out of state, out of country, to attend this thing.
I recommend it highly. I will be there myself if I can figure out how to arrange it. You want to give the telephone number also, Frank?
956-383-0739.
Noe, let's talk about biology and trace minerals just a little bit more. All of you listening know that I talk nonstop about building the life in the soil, about healthy soil, about biological activity in the soil, and I recommend doing it with compost and rock powders and sugars. Talk a little bit about the more technical way to understand what you have there and to manage it, Noe.
Well, soil biology is an essential part of the soil analysis too. You know, you can have all the nutrients that are available, or not available, but available for plants, but the plants will not utilize it. You know, same way for the inorganic fertilizers. You know, you might put them out, but for example, phosphorus might only be getting 10 or 15% of that actual application available for plant uptake. So biology plays a big role in there by making these inorganic elements organically available for plant uptake or biologically available. So biology is really important, whether it be from compost, compost teas, or these soil inoculants that come in a bottle. But the other thing you got to remember is biology is great, but you got to sustain it. You got to give it a food source, which I highly recommend.
Right, or it just dies away. That's right.
From compost or from humic or fulvic acids. The other thing is give them an energy source, your sugars, your molasses, okay? So now they've got the food source and the energy source for them to multiply, and it's a battle of numbers. You know, you got to have a high level or a high number of these armies going in there, and not only to release the nutrients, but also to be an antagonistic organism against plant pathogens, suppressing diseases.
Well, I know Frank has heard me talk about it. Noe, I don't know if you have or not, but we actually recommend liquid and dry molasses, and we've stumbled into the fact one time, I think it was partly because I burned up some new flowers that were being planted at my residence. The contractor put a huge bag of dry molasses in a very small bed, and it just fried the plants. And so we started playing around with using heavier amounts of molasses in areas where there was something growing we didn't want. And we found out that we could actually kill nutsedge with molasses. And so doing too much of the good things in some cases can be as bad as not doing enough, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Do y'all get into any recommendations of herbicides? I mean, pesticides in general, insecticides, fungicides, any of that? Is that part of the recommendation in any way on any of the?
No, we strictly nutrition, minerals, micronutrients, NPKs, and so forth. We stay away from our fungicides or herbicides and so forth. I believe there's other people that are more knowledgeable in that area to give those prescriptions out. Generally, what I try to do is, in a sustainable environment, let the biology take care of a lot of those issues.
Oh, absolutely. Healthy soil, if you can get to that point, you're not going to have very many insect or disease problems.
And there is one thing about the biology. You know, soil biology is literally hundreds of thousands of different kinds of microbes. And these things have different mortality rates, different amounts of fragility. In other words, when the weather dries out, you may lose a certain portion. They die out most easily. And if you're applying certain kinds of fertilizers and or pesticides are really tough on the biology. It's important to go back and renew that biology periodically. And if you're going to be a conventional grower using synthetic fertilizers, you really need to replenish that biology much more often because that stuff is very hard on biology.
Well, one thing that I've done as an experiment, and I probably need to get some soil samples to y'all to see how it's really working, is that I've used dry molasses as a fertilizer exclusively in a couple of different places for 2 years. And my assumption, Noah, you can probably give me some assumptions here. My assumption was that at some point I was going to get to a point of having too much bacteria and not enough fungus by putting out sugar after sugar after sugar. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing that the plants are doing really well. Now, I'm using dry molasses, which has soy and the carbohydrate both in the product, but I'm not seeing an imbalance start to show. I need to get soil tests to y'all to see if anything's showing up there that I haven't, hadn't been manifest in the top of the plant yet. But what do you think about that, using too much sugar over a long period of time?
Yeah, exactly. Most shrubs and trees prefer a fungal environment.
Yeah.
So when you get too much sugar, too much molasses, you'll go bacterial. But you mentioned soy in there, and I believe soy is a fungal food.
It probably, along with the Garrett juice spray, having the vinegar and the other things that are also good for fungus, I guess that's how I'm getting away with it. But
exactly.
If you sprayed liquid molasses over and over and over and over and didn't do some kind of a protein, you probably would develop too much bacteria and problem, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely.
Well, the other thing is how much molasses are we talking? Now, we normally, what is it, Noah, 1 quart per acre? For foliar and 2 quarts for soil, or do I have that backwards?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah, rule of thumb, a 1 or 2% solution.
Now, when you're talking about a quart per acre, are you talking about one time or several applications a year?
Several applications a year, because remember, one big thing that your biology does for you is break down your leaves and stems and all of that sort of thing. If you start feeding them too much sugar, they're going to eat the sugar. That's the candy.
They're going to get lazy,
and they're going to ignore the cellulose that you're really trying to get them to break down. So we want to just put in enough sugar to keep a good population going. But if you do too much, they're not going to really give you the benefit that they can give you.
Well, one of the things I know you guys have to deal with are the conventional farmers who are using synthetic fertilizers and going into no-till and spraying a whole lot of Roundup. And one of the things that has just been, in fact, you may have sent me one of the papers, Frank, but I got it from several people. There's new research showing that Roundup is really, really hard on biological activity in the soil. So are y'all getting involved in helping people counter that with sugars and various other things?
Well, I think our approach is that if you want to use glyphosate, you want to use 2,4-D, and those kinds of things, that's fine. But understand that it really does a number on soil biology. It really, really dramatically kills off most of it.
So, which is the opposite of what we want to
exactly.
Happen.
So if you want to use these various pesticides, just be aware that you need to much more often replenish the soil biology, because otherwise you're going to end up with pretty dead ground.
Well, back to water testing for a minute. Noe, can the information that you guys give, would that be helpful to people just in relation to their drinking water, not for irrigation purposes?
No, actually for both. We do some drinking water quality testing where we also run the bacteria, E. coli, and fecal coliform type testing for drinking purposes as well.
We had a little debate that bubbled up here a few weeks ago, and I'm going to have the person that got it started on the show as a guest sometime in the future. She had an issue with my newsletter that talked about, well, and what I was saying on the air, too, about using a water filter that was a carbon filter and not using reverse osmosis. And my comment was that it took too many nutrients out. And
many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
You've heard me talk about zeolite a lot, and you're going to hear me talk about it a lot more. And there's a specific zeolite I recommend. It's Zeotech from down south of San Antonio, but it's available all around. They have the best cat litter. The critter crystals are for other small pets. Zequine is for the horse stalls. Zeobrite for the swimming pool filter. And for the bed preparation, we use the new Turf Aid. It's ZeotechCorp.com, or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store. Can't find Zeotech zeolite? Contact us at info@dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. and tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME-SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Howard Garrett for Greg Keeney and his affordable hearing staff. This is the company I recommend if you've had some hearing problems or if you've had trouble with hearing aids in the past. That's a fairly common thing. This is a better way to go. Telephone number for affordable hearing is 800-521-1592. You'll be able to take one of these high-quality hearing aids home and test for a while after you're getting your test from Affordable Hearing. Try it out for a week or so with no charge or obligations. You'll find locations for Affordable Hearing in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They can meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that would help. Their helpline is available 7 days a week to answer your questions. And also the number to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. 800-521-1592. They have the best quality equipment and the best prices for that equipment. That's why the name is Affordable Hearing.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Frank Schultz, Noe Garcia, Howard Garrett back talking all day today pretty much about soil testing, soil fertility, tissue sample testing, and water tests, and all the related kinds of things. We had kind of an abrupt ending a minute ago. We were talking about a couple of things about relative to biology. I was telling Frank Noe off the air that some of the consulting that we've done in Florida, we're getting real good feedback on right now where we've used organic products down there, and they've set up their own distribution business down there because the products just aren't available there that are in this organic realm that we're talking about. Do you run into that as you give recommendations to other parts of the world?
Yeah, I sure do. That's one of the number one problems. You know, every single recommendation we give out, you know, I follow up with the soil biology, whether it be, you know, soil inoculants, compost teas, and you know, every call I get back, we're working to find a lot of these products,
Well, we're trying to help solve that, and I think it's going to make a big deal in how many people will get into it. I think there's a general thought, a consensus maybe out there in the real world that organic techniques don't work very well. But what we're selling and what we're having good success with is that it works better, that it's more cost-effective and everything else, especially long-term. If you don't do damage to your soil and you get the testing done and it's balanced and working correctly, your efficiency goes up. You don't have to waste money buying too much fertilizer, and the production just gets better and better.
Well, that's true. But maybe where we differ is that the lab, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Noe, but the lab has historically recommended a gradual transition going from chemical to sustainable, finally to organic. Jumping directly into organics can be kind of expensive, can it not?
Yes, it definitely is. That's why we highly recommend doing a transition over time, especially people who are thinking of going or getting certified organic. You got 3 years before you can get certified without no chemicals. Well, even before that, it's very difficult. It gets cost prohibitive going strictly organic and quitting off cold turkey of your conventional inorganic fertilizers. But you don't have those reserves in there, so I highly recommend building those reserves for, say, your savings account, and then weaning off of those organics and transition over to the organic products so we can sustain it.
Yeah, because one of the points in going organic is so you'll end up eventually using less stuff, and you can end up using dramatically less water.
You can cut the water by 40 or 50%, and I guess I will have to say that, that is a point where we don't agree. I have to convert people cold turkey to organics in certain situations. People have a certain budget, and they say they won't do it unless it can be done for the same price, and we've developed ways to do that. In general, in large-scale agriculture, what y'all are dealing with, Noe, I think it probably is a little bit harder, but I think there's some tricks that maybe we can get together on that will help you make that transition a little quicker than you currently are.
We'd like to know those.
One of the things is the speedy transition of dead and dying and unhealthy soil into a healthy situation. And Frank and I were talking off there about there being good products available across the country, but they're not available from any one place very well. They're scattered all over, and it's frustrating for a farmer or a landscape contractor or for a golf course superintendent to pick up the phone and call one place and find everything they need, except for chemicals.
Well, I'm thinking even from the home gardener or the homeowner's point of view that wants to go organic or at least sustainable, that I see a lot of products in the ag industry, especially at these shows, that you'll never see in a garden center, on a garden center shelf. And it's a pity because I think, that's where a real market is.
Well, you brought me one, and I've had that same frustration with it. It was the one that was the orange oil product that has some boric acid in it. I see that as a tremendous tool for some of the landscaping things and the kind of projects I deal with, not just for large-scale agriculture. We called those people and tried to talk to them, and they had no interest at all. So we won't give up, and that's how I've gotten some products to be on the market, and we've created an overall program that's easy for people to use and have good success with. But the first reaction generally is when somebody has a product like that, they want to sell it in large-scale agriculture. They don't want to deal with retail garden centers.
Noe, do you remember the product that Howard was just speaking of, the orange oil with the boric acid?
I remember the company. I think it was the Oro Agri company.
Yeah.
They were nice about it. They just didn't have an interest in it. They'll change. We'll get them.
Well, maybe next week you'll give them a call and ask them why they went to the trouble to give me a sample to convey to Howard then.
Anyway, lots of good stuff that Texas Plant and Soil Lab does. They help you whether you're still using chemicals, you're in the mind to make the transition over to an organic program, and you're in that sustainable area, or if you're totally organic. TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com is where you can get the information. Frank, thank you very much for joining
me. Thank you, Howard. It's been great.
Noe, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you in person again soon. And if you need anything from me, give me a call, okay?
Thank you for having me, Howard.
And those of you who want our newsletter, we talk about related things all the time. Just send us an email and you'll be on our list. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com and we'll send out the newsletter free every week. And if you've got a subject you'd like for me to cover, let me know that too. If you've got a question, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com as well. Enjoy whatever you're doing out there, wherever you are in the country, and I will see you tomorrow on the Sunday Show.